Good morning and welcome to the conference call of Vision Wireless Corporation. Before starting the conference, we would like to inform you that this conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. Burns?
Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for taking the time to sign on today as we present our results for the first quarter 2012. I'm dialing in from Frankfurt, and our CFO, Mr. Alex Zheng, Zheng Hongbo, is dialing in from Fuzhou. We expect to be joined by our CEO a few minutes later. He's coming online shortly, just getting in from the airport this morning. We will go through the presentation that was sent out to everyone before the call, beginning on page 2. I will go over the first couple pages with a very brief and very broad overview of our business model, just for those few of you who are on the call and perhaps not too familiar with the company or new to the company story. And then Alex will continue beginning on page 4, where he will go over our results for the quarter and then conclude with our outlook or guidance for the remainder of 2012. Beginning on page 2, you see a quick overview of our company. We're still relatively small with only 243 employees. We have offices all across the Chinese mainland here in Frankfurt and then in Taiwan, Hong Kong as well. And we have sales channels that focus on the telecom operators, China Telecom, China Unicom, and China Mobile for our hardware products. And then if you turn to the following page, you see the three major product groups or three major business segments that we will reference over the course of the call. The first being the wireless data terminals, and that's why I mentioned the three telecom operators as our clients. The vast majority of the wireless data terminals we sell, which are wireless data cards and mobile routers, go to the telecom operators. As you see, we produce products for all three of the technology standards or the technology standards in use by all three of the major operators in China. The second product group being the wireless intelligent terminals. That's our tablet PC product, e-reader, and the device PC to TV, which allows for a wireless connection between a laptop PC and an HDTV monitor. These are sold primarily through our sales and distribution agents with whom we cooperate. We also sell some wireless data terminals through sales and distribution agents. When we reference the tablet PC sales later on in the presentation, those are sales done through distribution agents across the country directly to consumers with embedded applications pre-installed. And our final segment, business segment, is the mobile applications that we do through our wholly owned subsidiary called Vision Anzhuo. That company is run out of Beijing. It specializes solely in the Android operating system and specializes in selling applications online through its own app store called the V-Market, and then also through a shop-in-shop model with telecom operators, and also builds customized app store solutions for device manufacturers. Currently, through a worldwide procurement model, we offer about 10,000 total applications through all of these sales channels. This worldwide procurement involves working with both domestic Chinese application developers and also procuring applications in South Korea, Japan, and Europe to be modified, localized, and then offered in China as well. These are our three main business segments that we'll reference later in the call. I know this is a very broad stroke overview of the company for those of you who are new to our business model. Going forward then, we'll turn it over to Alex Zheng, beginning on page 4, with a look at our financial results for the quarter. Again, this is 2012 Q1.
Alex? Okay, thank you. Good morning, everyone. Next, I will take you through the key financials for the first quarter of 2012. Firstly, income statement. Our total revenue for Q1 2012 was around 17.8 million euros, an increase of 41% from the same period of 2011. If including the impact of exchange differences arising from currency translation, sales increased by 30% in Q1 2012. The revenue increase was mainly due to the increase in the sales of wireless routers, WePad, and wireless high-definition sharer named PC2TV. which was partly offset by the decrease of sales from wireless data card, electric book, a mobile trade and data solution service. Cost of sales increased to 14.2 million euros in Q1 2012, by 42% from 10 million euros in Q1 2011. The cost of sales increase was in line with the revenue increase. Gross profit margin in Q1 2012, the overall gross profit margin remained at 20%, the same level as that in Q1 2011. SG&A expenses. SG&A expenses amount to around 1.7 million euros in Q1 2012, an increase of 9% year on year. The ratio of SG&A expenses to total sales was 9.5% in Q1 2012 and 22.3% in Q1 2011. EBIT and EBIT margin. EBIT was around 1.9 million euros in the first 3 months of 2012, an increase of 86% year on year. If excluding the impact of exchange differences arising from currency translation, EBIT increased by 71% compared with that in Q1 2011. The increase was largely due to the increase of sales generated from wireless routers, WePad, and PC2TV in Q1 2012, and a slight increase of gross profit margin of 3G wireless data card compared with that in Q1 2011. Accordingly, the EBIT margin increased from 8% in Q1 2011 to 11% in Q1 2012. Net profit and earnings per share. Net profit in the first 3 months of 2012 amounts to 2.1 million euros. The earnings per share in Q1 2012 was euro 0.14, remains stable year on year. Net profit margin. The net profit margin decreased from 18% in Q1 2011 to 12% in Q1 2012. This decrease mainly resulted from the decrease of the foreign exchange gain. Cash flow. Our cash flow still remains quite healthy and strong. In the first 3 months of 2012, cash flow from operations was around 3.2 million euros, and 387,000 euros was used in share buyback program. Total cash and cash equivalent at the end of March 2012 was around 123 million euros, a decrease of around 1 million euros compared with that at the end of 2011. Regarding the cash position map, operations 123 million euros cash, around 9.3% is located with a German holding company, while the remaining 112 million euros cash is located in mainland China. Regarding the usage for the cash position, firstly, Vision need to maintain certain amount of cash to meet potential increase in working capital requirements. Secondly, Vision will look for possibilities in investing network expansion projects in cooperation with telecom operators in 2012. Thirdly, Vision will continue to return cash to shareholders through share buyback and dividend payments. We will continue to repurchase shares within the limited size by the stock exchange. And we will pay a dividend per share of €0.05 the day after the AGM, pending the approval of the dividend resolution at the AGM. Finally, although we are quite confident in our ability to maintain organic growth in 2012, we will continue to select and evaluate the possibilities to invest in certain M&A opportunities. Share buyback and dividend payments. Regarding the progress of the share buyback program, as of 4th May 2012, we purchased 906,859 shares at the average price of 3.6 euro. Regarding the dividend payments, we have proposed to distribute 15% of net profits of 2011 as dividends. The proposal would be voted at the AGM. Finally, 2012 outlook. Regarding guidance, our Vision expects revenue for 2012 between 80 million euros to 100 million euros. EBIT margin for 2012 would remain quite stable. The 2011 EBIT margin was 10.2%. In the wireless data and the intelligent terminal segment, we will continue to provide new products to the market, which will offset the adverse effect from the pricing pressure in this segment. Regarding business development, revenue from various data terminal segments will stay flat. It is still possible for the revenue to grow slightly with expansion of 3.5G and possible second half year arrival of 4G technology. Tablet PC revenue are expected to show moderate growth in the consumer space and initial sales in the industry-specific area. Vision Android expects to make its first significant revenue contribution in the second half year of 2012. Okay. Next, we are glad to open the call for questions.